This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Adulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Adulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to adulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up.
Welcome to the episode, everyone. Today we are going to talk about appropriate attire. Understanding appropriate attire is a key part of adulting and showing respect in various situations. It's not just about fashion, but about communication and social intelligence.
And since everybody knows I'm an expert at fashion, we decided we should probably bring our local expert in on this. So tonight we have our first ever guest on the Adulting podcast. I'd like to welcome Brooke to the show.
Hi, if you hear me speaking, that would be Brooke.
Hi, Brooke. Thanks for coming in and helping us out with this.
No problem. I'm actually really excited for this. I've never done a podcast.
So we thought we would kind of do a Q&A. We'll ask you some questions and maybe you can give us some input on what you think at your age and where you're at in your job.
All right. Hit me with them.
All right. Before we get the questions, do you have a little background in fashion compared to our old self? What's your age category for our guests?
So I am in my mid-20s and I work for a fashion company. So I like to think that I have a decent background in fashion and different forms of attire for different situations. Was part of my job at one point. I was a personal stylist before the role I have now. So hopefully I can input some advice here.
Excellent. So our first category, and the question goes, it's about job interview jitters and not being sure what to wear to a job. You've landed an interview for your dream job, entry-level marketing, we'll say, and it's at a tech startup. How do you decide between full suit, business casual, or something more smart casual? Especially if the company's website shows the employees in hoodies and jeans. Like, how do you decide what to wear for them?
It's a little bit about what you feel comfortable in, because if you're going for an interview, you want to feel confident, but you have to balance comfort with projecting that confidence. So if it's a really casual tech startup company and your interviewer is wearing a hoodie, it doesn't mean you should be wearing a hoodie, especially not for your interview, but it does mean things like dark wash jeans are acceptable. You can wear nice leather sneakers. I don't necessarily know if I'm supposed to give brand plugs here, but Cole Haan makes a fantastic leather sneaker that you can wear, so that you can dress it up, dress it down. It's a staple in the business world right now, and especially in business casual and tech startups, as far as most of their employees. It's a shoe that I used to sell a lot of. And you want to wear something with a collar. Whether it's a nice button down, if you want to go a little more formal, if you're a more formal person and you'll feel confident in that, you wear something like a full on button down, the bare minimum is going to be a polo of some kind. Like, you don't want to go into an interview in a t-shirt. And it's really, like I said, a nice balance between confident and comfortable in something that casually dressed down.
Well, let me ask you, one of the rules I would go with would be if I wasn't sure to always go a level higher formality-wise, because I could always kind of take something off or wear it a little looser if I wasn't sure. That's just kind of a default I've always gone by.
That's definitely still applicable today. You always want to go a little bit more formal than less formal if you're not sure. Hence my standing, like your absolute bare minimum is going to be really nice sneakers or shoes, leather, not cloth shoes. If you're going to go casual, the absolute least casual, like most casual thing you can wear is a dark wash jean, pressed preferably, not picked up off the floor. But if you're genuinely not sure, it doesn't hurt to throw a blazer on. It never hurts to put a blazer on as long as it's fitted for you.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
All right, so now we're going to talk about weddings. Say you're invited to a summer wedding. The invitation says semi-formal. What does that actually mean for a guest, particularly in terms of color choices and avoiding outfits that may upstage the couple or feel out of place? And also, is wearing white to a wedding still considered in bad taste?
Yeah, no, that's 100% still in bad taste. You shouldn't wear white, you shouldn't wear off-white, you shouldn't wear ivory, you shouldn't wear egret. Anything within five shades of white is to be avoided unless it's your shoes, especially a summer wedding. You can wear white on your shoes as long as your dress is colorful. As far as things that would be out of place, really heavy fabrics will automatically look out of place. No wool blends allowed unless it's a summer weight wool suit of some kind. Patterns, I mean, it's a summer wedding. You can go really basic and get a pretty floral dress. It's more about the flow of a dress for it to be semi-formal. So a semi-formal dress means there will be no bodycon dresses. You don't want to be wearing a bandage dress to a wedding. That's a semi-formal summer wedding. It just looks a little tacky. It's a little nightclub-esque instead of being almost formal in that kind of feel. And you should usually try to go for longer skirts, not to the floor, but tee length is a really good summer formal length.
And what about for men?
So for men, suits are always acceptable. You, like I said earlier, don't want to be wearing a thick, heavy wool blend. You want to try and find a linen suit if you're going to wear one, or at least a summer weight wool, which will have different blends in it, so it'll be significantly lighter. Your colors can also be super light in the summer. So you can wear lighter greens, pale blues, things like that. And if you're more of a traditionalist, a classic black will never go wrong as long as your dress shirt is light enough underneath. If you're not a suit person and it's a semi-formal event, you can wear a really nice dress shirt. So not something casual. You want to make sure that it's a high quality pressed dress shirt with your slacks and again, leather shoes. There's no reason you should be wearing cloth shoes to anything formal ever.
We actually went to a wedding once. We were on a beach, and some of the guests were wearing shorts.
And flip-flops.
I'd also add that you want to check the destination and make sure you're totally not overkilling or underkilling, you know?
But I guess if the invitation says semi-formal, that's not casual.
Yeah, no, if you're gonna wear shorts to a wedding, it better be a wedding that you were told in advance that it's a casual, like barbecue wedding or beachside wedding. In the specifics of a semi-formal, there really shouldn't be any shorts unless you're really pushing the fashion envelope and that's who you are and you're wearing a short suit. So there are suits mostly for women that are blazers, usually with really fun, delicate embroidery on them, and then pleated shorts, and they're usually about mid-thigh. Some of them can be really cute, but that's definitely pushing that fashion envelope. You have to be somebody who enjoys it in order to pull that off.
So let's shift gears a little bit. You're attending a funeral for a friend's family member. Beyond the obvious, no bright colors, what are some subtle considerations for respectful attire?
So, some things you want to consider when you're going to a funeral is that they're not casual affairs. No matter how casual you think that family or that group is, a funeral is a place of mourning. It's a place of gathering. You want to be making sure that you're showing that respect in the way you dress. I'm not saying it has to be all black all the time from your head to your toe. I understand that sometimes you can do navies, you can do darker grays, you can break it up a little bit depending on what type of funeral. Funeral I went to recently requested that everybody wear something green, but there's a way to balance that by keeping your appearance highly tailored. You want to make sure you don't show up like a slob because you're there to respect somebody's passing.
Well, I can also tell you that I've been told many times that wearing red, like wearing a red tie, is an absolute no-no at a funeral.
I haven't personally heard that outside of once or twice, but definitely bright colors are to be avoided. Red itself can be, it comes in a lot of different shades. So if you're wearing a bright red tie, yeah, that's a little out of place. But if you're wearing a really deep garnet that goes really well with your suit, that's still a darker, subtle toned tie. Like, that's not something that I think would be a faux pas, so to speak, at least not in traditional Western funerals.
Okay, so we're saying more jewel tones and earth tones versus neons.
Don't wear a neon. Not unless it's a very specific type of funeral.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces, Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Okay, so once again, switching gears, here's our next question. First date dress code. You have a first date planned. It's a casual coffee shop during the day, but you still want to make a good impression. What's the balance between looking effortlessly cool and showing you put in effort without looking overdressed or underdressed for the setting?
I've never been somebody who does underdressing. I'm not entirely sure how to address that, but the real secret to looking effortlessly cool on a first date is really feeling yourself. You want to feel fantastic in your outfit, whether that outfit is a nice t-shirt with an open button down over top with some jeans for the guys, if that is a pretty summer blouse with a skirt, however you end up dressing. You want to feel comfortable and confident. If you put the outfit on and you feel like it's too much, take it off, start over. First dates are about feeling comfortable in yourself and presenting yourself to another person.
And I would add, from the male perspective, I always wanted to show effort in how I dressed, meaning not that I would overdress or underdress, but I wanted to make sure I was pressed and squared away whenever I was trying to make a first impression.
But you always put an effort into how you dress, even today, 30 years later, not trying to impress me. Even when you're just home, you always look nice.
True, but especially for any first impression, I would definitely be putting that little bit more attention to detail.
Yeah, and I do have to say, if I went on a first date with someone and they showed up in sweats, like sweatpants, if we weren't going to the gym, I don't think we're getting a second date.
I mean, I've been on dates with people who showed up in sweatpants, not first dates, and it's still not acceptable no matter how long you've been dating. If you're going on a date and leaving the house, the sweatpants stay home.
So now we're going to talk about a topic that is a minefield: navigating the business casual trap. You've started your first business casual office job. What are common misconceptions about this dress code? And how can you tell if your workplace leans more dressed up casual or borderline formal when the rules aren't explicitly explained to you?
So, finding which way you're leaning, whether it's dressed up casual or borderline formal, has a lot to do with the kind of job you have. So, when I was a personal stylist, one of the things I used to do a lot was take specifically young men, because I worked in the men's floor at the time. And they would be straight out of college, they'd have their first real internship, and they'd come to me and they'd say, "Well, it's business casual." And the first question I asked after that is, "What do you do?" Because if it's your first internship and it's business casual and it's a tech company, you're going to be leaning more towards the dressed up casual. You're going to be way more accepting in wearing things like dark jeans, those leather sneakers that we were talking about. You're probably only going to be expected to wear a blazer once a week, if that. You're still going to want one or two, a blazer and a sports coat. But polos are going to be totally acceptable. Even really nice t-shirts under your blazer is probably okay. If you're working in finance, don't even look at the jeans. Don't even try. Your version is going to be way more borderline formal. You're going to want slacks. They don't need to be pressed, but they're not going to be jeans. You're going to want loafers alongside your sneakers for a casual day. If you're working in the city, sneakers are slightly more acceptable than if you're not, just because of the amount of walking you have to do. You're going to want a full suit, at least one, maybe two, depending on how serious you are and what firm you're working for. It's much more strict, and these are the things you'll learn once you're in the office, but before you get there, your field wildly determines which side of that spectrum you end up on.
Okay, so really quick question for you. What's your feel on sneakers, cowboy boots, like anything that's not an office shoe? Like, where does that fall in the going to work? Is it acceptable to wear a sneaker? Is it acceptable to wear a cowboy boot? Is it acceptable to wear a work boot? Like that kind of thing.
If we're still talking about most office jobs where we're looking at the places of business that will have a written dress code that states somewhere business casual, work boots really are not something that you should be wearing. There's very few that can kind of get past that shine test in order to see what's going on and look elevated enough. Cowboy boots are probably not something most people will be wearing, at least here on the East Coast. I'm specifically in from the Northeast, so that's where most of my experiences and my knowledge is. I am sure there are places out there where a cowboy boot is okay, but that's not something you want to have locked and ready to go until you've worked there for a while and really gotten a feel for the office interactions. Sneakers are 100% okay in most business casual locations. As I just said, if you're in a tech startup, you're going to wear sneakers almost every day. However, they're going to be a very specific type of sneaker. You're not going to roll up in your Nikes or your beat up Pumas. You're going to show up in a clean sneaker. It is going to be most likely leather of some kind, because those are an elevated sneaker that you can wear in the office and would be considered almost as good as a loafer. It's not quite as formal, they're a little more comfortable. Those are totally acceptable.
Well, we are out of time, my dear, but thank you so very much for your input and your knowledge. It is greatly appreciated, and this is definitely a topic we wanted to cover.
And if you would like more information about fashion or anything, feel free to reach out to us via the website, give us a message, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'll swing by and let you guys know my thoughts.
So, just want to let you guys know that we are partnering with Dubby Energy Drinks. And if you are a person who drinks Dubby or interested in drinking Dubby, if you go to www.dubby.gg and order Dubby, and in your discount code, type idulting10, you'll get 10% off your purchase. Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to idulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.